رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. Hopefully you made some good intentions before watching this silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a mu'min is better than his actions. Let's make some additional good intentions. I will listen to the bayan attentively, inshallah azza wa jal. Whenever I will hear the name of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I will read durud-e-paak. And whenever I will hear sallu ala al-habib, uskurullah, tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab, insha'Allah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to me with signs of joy manifest on his blessed face and stating that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to him stating humbly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased that when anyone from your ummah sends a durood upon you once, and I shower mercy 10 times upon him? And when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, I send salam 10 times upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is stated on page 1 of 98-page book, Hasad, published by Maktabatul Madina, a publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, there was a person who had special privilege of attending the royal court of the king daily to give advice. And the advice he used to give was, return the favor when anyone does you a favor, and don't bother about the one who does evil, because for the one who harms others, it is sufficient that he will ultimately face the evil consequences of his own actions. Because of his good advice, the king loved him dearly. Seeing the respect and love displayed by the king for his favored person, a minister got very jealous. Overcome with this jealousy and desiring to destroy the respect for this person, he went and lied to the king. He said, Your Majesty, this person talks bad about you in front of other people, saying that the king has bad breath. When the king heard this, he asked, Do you have any proof? The jealous person replied, Your Majesty, call him close to you tomorrow and observe him. He will cover his nose with his hands when you speak to him. The next day, the jealous man invited this favored person of the king to his house. The jealous man served him with gravy that had excessive amount of raw garlic in it. After eating the meal, this favored person of the king went to the royal court of the king to give him advice. The king called him closer. As he got closer to advise the king, he decided to place his hand over his mouth in order that the bad smell of raw garlic won't offend the king. Seeing this, the king was convinced that his minister had told him the truth. The king issued a royal decree in writing with his own hands, as soon as this person comes to you with my letter, cut off his head and stuff his corpse with straw and return it to me. It was a habit of the king that when he wanted to reward someone, he would send that person with a sealed letter to the governor of another city, instructing him to reward the person carrying the letter. On this occasion, the king, contrary to his usual practice, wrote a decree of punishment for the carrier of the letter. When this favored person came out of the royal court, this jealous person asked him as to what he had in his hand. He replied, The king has given me a letter and asked me to deliver to so-and-so governor. The jealous person considered this past practice of the king in rewarding people in this manner became overcome with greed. He requested for the letter. The person, considering the higher status of this minister, handed over the letter to him. The jealous person delivered this letter to the governor and requested his reward. And the governor reported that this instruction in the letter is to kill the one who delivers this letter. The jealous Persian became senseless with fear and began pleading with great humility that indeed the king had not issued this order for him, but this was for some other person. He begged the governor to verify this with the king. Turning deaf ear to this plea, the governor said, "There is no need to verify about this. We are duty bound to carry out the king's order." The governor therefore ordered the execution of this envious person. The next day, the same favored person visited the royal court as usual and repeated the same advice while standing in front of the king. Upon seeing him alive, the king said, "What about the letter I gave you yesterday?" He replied, "I met your minister on the way out, and he asked me to give him the letter, so I handed him the letter which he took to the governor." The king said, "He had informed me that you used to tell people that I have bad breath. Is this true?" He replied, "Your Majesty, I have never had such opinion about you." The king asked, "Why did you cover your mouth when you got close to me?" He replied, "Your Majesty, before I came to your royal court, the same minister had invited me to his house and had fed me raw garlic. Hence, I realized that my breath would be offensive due to eating excessive raw amount of garlic in a mixed meal. Thus, I did not want to cause you discomfort with the offensive smell from my mouth, and I covered it with my hand when I got close to you." The king understood the entire situation and said, "In the future, you advise me and add the statement as well. For the destruction for a person, his bad actions are sufficient for him, as happened with this envious person." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you heard how jealousy and greed caused this minister to hatch such an evil, deplorable and shameful conspiracy, but it resulted in his own destruction. We learn from this that we should not be envious or jealous of people's blessing and possession, nor should we wish for them to be deprived of their blessing, because the bestower of all blessing is our creator and absolute ruler, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is self-sufficient. He is free to bless whoever he desires, and who are we to object his distribution of favors? Remember, envy is self-destructive habit, a very bad quality and a major sin. A jealous person is consumed by inner self-destructive fire that suffocates him and inflames his entire life. He's deprived of peace and contentment. Unfortunately, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today in our society, majority of the people are afflicted with this disease. People become envious of others' education, skills, greater intelligence, abundance of wealth, honor, virtue, an excellent job, and dignifying personality. This jealousy is such an obnoxious act that the Prophet ﷺ has said, "Jealousy consumes good deeds as fire consumes wood." In another hadith, in order to establish brotherhood and harmony, the beloved and blessed Rasul ﷺ has stated, "Do not be jealous of one another. Do not bear malice and hatred towards one another, and do not speak ill of one another behind their back. But O Allah's worshippers, live as brothers." The renowned commentator of Blessed Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated that evil suspicion, envy and malice are those acts which diminishes love, whereas Islamic brotherhood requires love. Therefore, overcome these faults so that you become brothers. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, jealousy is such a bad act that not only it ruins our virtuous deeds, but also breeds malice, hatred, and enmity by destroying love and brotherhood amongst Muslims. Jealousy is a disease that becomes the reason of breeding other diseases. Therefore, we should strive to refrain from all other internal sins together with jealousy. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, founder of Dawat Islami, Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, has written on page 13 of his booklet, Causes of Bad End. And there, in a definition of jealousy extracted from the book Lisan al-Arab, volume 3, page 166, hasad means desiring the loss of the favor of the mahsud, meaning the one whom jealousy is displayed, and desiring for the same favors for yourself. My dear viewers, Madani Channel, this definition shows that if a person has a desire for the loss of the other person's favor and for having the same favor for himself, this desire is called jealousy. For example, if a person wishes because of hatred that so-and-so famous and respected person be disgraced and that he becomes famous instead, he becomes respected instead, this desire is termed as jealousy. Similarly, if someone wishes that so-and-so wealthy person becomes poor and that he becomes wealthy instead, this type of wish is also an example of jealousy. However, it is permissible to aspire in a way that I may also be blessed with this blessing and others too, not desiring the downfall of other favored person. This desire of progressing is called ghibta, meaning envy that is free from malice, or just having the temptation of acquiring the blessing. Remember, feeling jealousy and committing sins like lying, tale-telling, backbiting, disgracing others due to it are haram acts that all lead to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the blessed Quran condemning jealous person. Part 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 109. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Many among the people book wished to turn you to disbelief after you had accepted faith, out of their heart's envy, after the truth has become very clear to them. So pardon them and be tolerant until Allah brings His command. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. In another ayah of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, translation from Kanzul Iman, or do they envy people due to what Allah has given them from His grace? At another place in the Blessed Quran, it is said, part 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 32, translation from Kanzul Iman, and do not long for things by which Allah has given superiority to some of you over others. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to refrain from this act of jealousy. Every Muslim ought to avoid bad habits. The blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also instructed us to avoid this deadly epidemic. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, jealousy damages iman in a way an aloe, that is an coagulated juice from a bitter tree, spoils honey. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, do not transgress when you feel jealousy. Discard a suspicion, and when you feel evil omen about any work, and do it having trust in Allah. In another hadith of Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, people will remain in peace as long as they do not have jealousy. The greatest and the holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, epidemic of last ummah would break out amongst you, which is jealousy and hatred, and it is like a razor, that is jealousy and hatred. It shaves faith, not hair. But the one in whose hand is my soul, you will not enter Jannah until you become mu'min, and you cannot become a kamil mu'min, a true believer, until you love one another. Shall I not tell you of that which will strengthen love between you? Spread the greetings of salam amongst yourself. My dear viewers, Madani channel, with these ahadith, we come to know that jealousy is alarmingly dangerous, that it destroys iman as an aloe destroys honey. We should try to refrain from this internal malady, because the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, people will remain in peace as long as they do not have jealousy. For refraining from malice and jealousy and developing the brotherhood and love, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to spread salam. Therefore, we should adopt the habit of saying salam by shaking hands according to sunnah whenever we meet others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has persuaded us in blessed Quran to say salam to one another. It is said in part 5, Surah Nisa, verse number 86, translation from Kanzul Iman, and when you are greeted with some words, greet back with words better than it or with the same. Imam Ahlul Sunnah, Mujaddid of the Ummah, Reviver of Sunnah, Destroyer of Bid'ah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, has stated on page 409 of Fatawa Razviya, volume 22, that one should at least say the words Assalamu alaikum. It is better to add Wa rahmatullah, and it would be best to add Wa barakatuh, but nothing more. The one replying must say at least the same words. However, it is better to add aforementioned words. For example, if one greeted with Assalamu alaikum, then one should reply with Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. If he is greeted with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then one should reply with Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If one is greeted with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then one should reply with the same words, nothing more, meaning wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we ought to take the lead in greeting and saying salam even to those younger than us and even those older than us, removing from our heart any malice or jealousy while following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If ever jealousy breeds in our heart towards any Muslim, then we should repent fearing the punishment of Allah. Let it not be that Allah gets displeased with us due to this shaitanic act and we might destroy our worldly life and the life of the hereafter. Remember, jealousy is the first sin committed by shaitan when leaving in heaven. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported the first disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal was due to jealousy. Iblis Mal'un refused to do sajda before Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and it is this jealousy which provoked him to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Shaitan destroyed himself by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's bent on ruining others, and his most important weapon is jealousy. When Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was warning one pair of each gender of the animal species living on the earth in his ark and according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he alayhi salatu wa salam saw an old man and asked, "Who has permitted you to board this ark?" He replied, "I have come to spread evil whispering into the hearts of people so that at that time their hearts will remain with me while their bodies remain with you." So then Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said, "O enemy of Allah, get off from this ark because you are damned and accursed." Shaitan said, "I destroy people by five tricks. I can inform you of three of them, but we not tell you about the other two." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam his revelation. Say to him, "Even I do not need to know the three, just tell me about the other two." Shaitan said, "Those two tricks has never brought me failure, nor has it ever made me a liar, and I bring people at the verge of destruction due to them. One of them is jealousy, and the other one is greed. And it is the jealousy which made me accursed." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that jealousy is the most successful attack of Shaitan. Through this evil, it makes Muslim commit sins like lying, backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, rejoicing, revealing other Muslims' faults, hurting Muslims, and many other sins like this. Therefore, we will have to make attempt to foil the success attacks of Shaitan. Remember, every one of us has to depart from this world. After spending an allocated amount of time, we have to travel on our journey for the hereafter. During this journey of hereafter, we would have to go through the critical stages of the grave, day of resurrection, and pull sirat, and afterwards, our place would either be Jannat or Jahannam. Earning virtuous deeds in this world are a source of improving our stay in the hereafter, whereas committing sins are the causes of destruction in the hereafter. Some good deeds are apparent and some are hidden, such as salah is apparent and sincerity is hidden. Similarly, some sins are apparent and some are hidden, such as murder is an apparent sin and showing off is a hidden sin. In this evil era, people hardly have the mindset to refraining from sins, and those fortunate ones who try to cure their sins, their attention remain focused on just apparent sins. The cure for hidden sins are ignored, although these types of sins are more dangerous than the apparent sins. Because hidden sins can be a source of countless apparent sins. For example, anger is most likely followed by malice, and malice is most likely followed by murder, cruelty, backbiting, tale-telling, and finding faults of others, etc. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hujjatul Islam. So then Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated, the apparent deeds have a particular connection with the hidden attributes. If batin is bad, then apparent deeds would also be bad. And if batin is free from flaws, such as jealousy, ostentation, arrogance, then apparent deeds would also become noble. Therefore, everyone should pay attention fully towards the remedy of hidden sins along with the apparent sins so that we can manage to protect our hereafter from destruction. Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnah Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman has stated on page 624 Fatawa Razviya, volume 23, It is also fard for every Muslim to learn the faraid of the inner self. That is, about the hidden sins such as arrogance, ostentation, jealousy, evil suspicion, grudge, enmity, shumatat, meaning feeling happy to see a Muslim in trouble, etc., and to learn ways to get rid of him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi radiallahu ta'ala has stated, there are three signs of jealous people. When in front of the mas'hud, the one upon whom there is jealousy, he praises unnecessarily, meaning flattering. Number two, backbites behind him. And number three, becomes happy when he is in trouble. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we ought to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid we might have been having jealousy towards another person, towards another brother. Then we should ask, even if we slightly think, or if we're jealous about someone, or if we don't think we're jealous about someone, we should ask these three questions. That do we praise, the question that do we praise this person unnecessarily? Do we backbite behind him? And do we become happy when he's in trouble? The answer is yes. Then jealousy has entered the heart. Remove it before it destroys you and strive for its cure. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali, explaining the cure of jealousy, stated that if you're consumed by jealousy, reflect with the level head that my jealousy cannot destroy anyone's wealth and blessing. My jealousy cannot cause any harm to the person I am jealous of. On the contrary, my jealousy is causing harm to me in both worlds and is destroying my good deeds in this fire of jealousy. And the person towards I have jealousy would receive all my virtues, all my good deeds on the day of judgment. So we should think that the blessings belong to him, are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my displeasure and jealousy is indeed an objection upon the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor, causing destruction to my own deed and iman. Thereafter, we should reflect on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ameen, He's all-knowing, Al-Hakim, the perfectly wise. Allah azza wa jal blesses a person with that which he deserves. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not blessed me with these things. Thus, malady of jealousy would go away from our hearts, and jealous person would be relieved of this extreme jealousy. And there are cures available for jealousy, spiritual cures that are available for jealousy as well. The first cure is repent and seek forgiveness. Repent not only of jealousy, but also all sins in this way, that, O Allah, I admit in your court that I had jealousy towards such and such brother. Forgive all my sins. Ameen. Pray, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, I want to get rid of jealousy for the sake of your pleasure. Relieve me of this hidden disease and bestow upon me steadfastness to refrain from jealousy. Be content with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the blessings Allah azza wa jal has bestowed upon my brother is due to the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And He azza wa jal has the power to bless whoever He desires and with whatever He desires, how much and wherever He desires. Keep the destruction of jealousy in view. Jealousy invokes the displeasure of Allah and His Rasul. It destroys virtues, it destroys good deeds. Jealousy leads to sin like backbiting, false accusation, and evil suspicion, and destroys spiritual harmony and bliss. Ponder over blessing that turns into cause of jealousy. If these worldly blessings are temporary, then why have jealousy over temporary things? If it is dini excellence, then it is a blessing from Allah, and jealousy on something bestowed by Allah is not wise. Do not focus on blessings of others, because it causes a lack of self-confidence in oneself, which is a cause of jealousy. Look at the one who are below you in rank and status, and be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Strive to rectify your own faults. Focusing on the achievement of others would cause you to neglect your own self-rectifying. If you're busy rectifying yourself, then you will not have time to fall into sinful acts like jealousy. Replace hatred with love. Be the first to say salam when you confront the one with whom you're jealous of. Give gifts, visit and consolidate him in times of sickness and troubles. Congratulate him on his happy occasion, condole with him on his sad occasions. When he need it, praise him without lying, in abundance in front of people, cause him as much benefit to him as possible. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, burning with jealousy over someone's religious and worldly achievements and status and desiring that he commit such and such undesirable act that may cause him to be deprived of the status and be left humiliated and disgraced of having such a desire and aspiration after seeing his luxury, vehicle, mansion, bank balance, servants, and other perks. Haram acts leading to the fire of hell. Think for a while. Have we ever had an aspiration after seeing Muslim offering salah? Have we ever had any aspiration like this after someone observing fast? Have we had any aspiration after another person, after our brother performing other obligatory and compulsory acts? Have we ever got motivated after seeing Islamic brother performing sunnah and mustahabbat such as reciting Quran, performing tahajjud, supererogatory salaf, ishraq and chash and awwabin, etc.? Having watching other brothers going traveling in Madani qafilas, have we ever had the aspiration that I should travel in the Madani qafila as well? Remember, worldly possessions are not worthy of envy because they are temporary and will remain in this world. The great blessing of Akhirah will be privileged only to those who accumulate the treasures of virtuous deed in this world. Therefore, instead of longing for worldly treasures, we should try to cultivate the habits like the habit of pious people and try to act upon every little virtuous act. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this batini guna of jealousy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us content with whatever He has given us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiul Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.